You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, this is the spoken edition of Wired.
Palo Alto Networks has the broadest, most comprehensive cybersecurity for private cloud, public cloud, and SaaS environments because secure clouds are happy clouds. Protect yours today at go.paloaltonetworks.com/secureclouds.
Now you can get a Bob Marley turntable for your reggae LPs by Michael Calor. Bob Marley turned reggae into a global phenomenon, introduced the world to Rastafari, and put Jamaica on the map. 3 decades after his death, his message still resonates. Marley's appeal remains so universal that his brand powers a massive licensing business. Everywhere you go, you'll see Marley's face on T-shirts, flags, stickers, energy drinks, pipes, hats, beach towels, and pint glasses. Pretty gross. But one of the least gross companies riffing on Bob's legacy is House of Marley. It makes audio gear, headphones, earbuds, and speakers that carry his name and image. The latest from House of Marley is a turntable, the company's first, appropriately named Stir It Up. It's easy to get cynical here. Marketing something by slapping a dead rock star's name on it hardly smacks of innovation or nobility. But House of Marley deserves your attention for 2 reasons. Bob Marley's family is involved, and the products are actually pretty nice. The headphones are comfy, the speakers sound good, and the stuff features natural materials like wood and hemp cloth. On top of that, the styling is handsome and understated. The record player follows suit. The plinth, which makes up the base of the turntable, is a hunk of sustainably harvested and pretty bamboo wrapped in fabric made from hemp and recycled plastic bottles. The vibration-dampening feet and the neat, sparkly slip mat are made from recycled silicon. That's all very rainbow country, but the metal parts are aluminum alloy, and who knows where that comes from. Other nice uppities, a built-in preamp lets you plug it into any speaker. A USB out makes it easy to digitize your vinyl, and a headphone jack lets you listen without waking the whole yard. The tone arm comes loaded with a decent Audio-Technica cartridge and is engraved with the line, "One good thing about music, when it hits, you feel no pain." Though it'd be cooler if it read, "Rasta don't work for no CIA." You can get the Bob Marley turntable on April 22nd, which is both Earth Day and Record Store Day, for $229. Lay out $249, and you get the turntable bundled with a vinyl copy of Bob's Best Of, Legend. Skip the upsell, though, and spend the extra $20 on the best reggae album ever recorded, Burning Spear's Marcus Garvey. Bob would want you to hear that one.